Good afternoon.
很高兴又跟大家见面.
I'm so glad to see you again.
在和大家分享这段经文以前，我先做一个祷告.
Before we do our sharing, let's pray together.
主，我们感谢你.
Lord, we thank you.
谢谢你给我们这样一个机会.
Thank you for this opportunity.
我们可以一起学习您的话语.
Together, we can learn your word.
我们把以下的时间恭敬地交在您的手中。
We put this short time before you.
请您带领我们。
Lead us.
让我们明白您的旨意。
So that we can know your will.
谢谢您带领我们。
Thank you for your guidance.
带着我们要敬畏您。
We want to come to reverence.
谢谢你和我们同在。
We thank you for your presence.
祷告奉主耶稣。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
谢谢大家和我一起分享。
Thank you for this time that we can share together.
我们讲到人气啊，不要赌气。
Bible says, do not deceive yourself.
什么叫赌气？
What is self-deception?
顾名思义，自己骗自己。
That means we deceive ourselves.
那人为什么要赌气？
Why do we cheat ourselves?
你能够骗掉了自己吗?
Can we cheat ourselves?
那为什么要赌气?
Why do men deceive themselves?
这是因为你犯了错。
Could it be because we did something wrong?
你犯了罪。
Because we sinned?
但你又不想承认。
Then you don't want to admit it.
所以你想找个借口。
So we look for excuse.
找出一些理由来为自己的罪开脱。
We find reason so that we can excuse ourselves.
这就陷入了罪里面了。
Then we fall into sin.
我们看一下约翰一书他怎么说啊。
In First John.
那我们说如自己无罪，便是自己真理不在我们心里。
When we say we are without sin and we deceive ourselves, the truth is not in us.
那我们看一下自欺有什么表现呢?
So what are some of the manifestations of self-deception?
他有自欺，他一定没有把神放在眼中。
When people deceive themselves, they probably do not treat God as God.
他一定是轻慢了神。
They mock God.
他是污慢了神。
They ignore him.
他就是认为神呢不能管束他。
They feel God is somebody who cannot do anything.
他不能制裁他。
Somebody who cannot control them.
我们想如果一个人尊重神的话，他就不会。
If you revere God, you would not deceive yourself.
那在我们周围，我们有没有发现有这种自欺的现象呢？
We see a lot of people deceive themselves around us.
我们自己有没有自欺？
Do we tend to deceive ourselves?
我们知道别人自欺。
Do you notice other people who cheat themselves?
我给大家举个例子。
Let me give you a couple examples.
有个弟兄走到台湾于洪杰牧师面前。
There's a brother come to a pastor.
他于牧师有一位传道人要收我做学生。
He said, Pastor, someone want to adopt me as his student.
他有好多粉丝啊。
Because this pastor has many fans.
我不知道要不要去做他的学生。
I don't know, should I become a student for him?
你能不能给我一些建议?
Can you give me some suggestions?
于牧师说我不知道这个传道人，没听说过啊。
Pastor, you said I do not know about this pastor.
在这种不了解的情况下，我很难给你什么建议。
It's very hard for me to make suggestions for you because I do not know the pastor myself.
那不过你可以，你有没有他讲到的那个录音或者录像？
Do you have any recording of his seminar?
你让我听一下，我可能大概就有一个数。
Maybe after I hear his preaching, I might be able to give you some suggestions.
第二天他拿来好多 CD.
So he bring down a bunch of CD.
于牧师说，这么多啊。
He said so many.
是啊，他很有名的，你怎么不知道他呢？
He's really well known, he's very renowned.
于牧师说，我就随便抽了其中的一张。
So I'll just randomly take one.
他就开始听了。
So he began to listen.
他一听，他怎么说呢？
Now what did he conclude?
他告诉别人，天堂有10层。
There are 10 layers to heaven.
我到了第9层的时候啊。
When I was there at the 9th level.
我见到了国父孙中山。
I see Mr. Sun Yat-sen.
还没完呢。
That's not the end of it.
我还和国父讨论了马英九要不要竞选总统。
We also talked about Pastor Ma whether he should be reelected.
于牧师听到这就把他关掉。
The moment he hears that, he shut off.
他说我不推荐。
I don't think I suggest him.
因为他说的话圣经里没有。
None of these stuff are in the Bible.
他没有传圣他没有传神的话。
He did not share what is for God's word.
他没有荣耀神。
He doesn't glorify God.
所以他说你还不是不要做他的弟
子。Yeah, I recommend that you do not go to his school.
你就好好读圣经。
Just study the Bible yourself.
那么我不知道有多少人会相信这样的话。
How many people will believe this?
我们在座的有没有会相信？
Anybody who believe?
因为你们读圣经啊。
Because you are familiar with the Bible.
但是他有好多的 fans。
But the fact these people have so many fans.
那就说也许有人就很敬仰他，觉得他有特别的恩赐。
So many people admire him, think he has a special gift.
他有这样的经历。
He got special experience.
但是他能够骗别人，他骗得了他自己吗？
Did he might be able to cheat others? Did he deceive himself also?
你们觉得这是不是自欺？
Is that an example of self-deception?
为什么呢？
Why?
是不是没有敬畏神？
Because they don't reverence for God.
听来这位传道人是台湾来的，他称国父圣中山，是不是？
This pastor from Taiwan knows Sun Yat-sen.
我再举个例子，从大陆来的。
Then there's another pastor from China.
他也很有名。
He is also very famous.
他做了好多的传道。
He preached everywhere.
他还开了公司。
He formed many companies.
出了好多 CD.
Issue many CDs.
他不仅在美国传道
，Not only in the United States，
还到欧洲传道
，Over the Europe also，
可以说是一个名目了。
He is really renowned.
结果前几年呢，他被人控告说是性侵。
A couple of years ago, he was sued because of sexual harassment，
甚至是 rape。
That he was accused of raping.
但是有人说那是他信主以前的事儿。
But people said that before he became a pastor.
他继续传道。
So he continued to preach.
后来前两年他又被人投诉。
Several years later he was sued again.
又有这样的一个性侵的案例。
Also another sexual harassment.
结果18位牧师呢组成了一个调查团。
Finally, they formed an investigation team of 18 pastors.
他们把详细的调查报告呢都公布出来了。
They went through all the reports.
很客观。
Very objective.
也很公正。
Very fair.
突然他销声匿迹了。
So then he just disappeared.
人没了。
He's gone.
也没听到他传道了。
Nobody heard about him anymore.
3个月以后他又出来了。
However, after 3 months he appeared.
他没有认罪。
He did not confess his sin.
也没有说他要悔改。
He did not say that he had changed.
他没有做任何解释。
Without any explanation.
他只这么说。
He merely stated.
这3个月啊。
For 3 months.
我在耶稣的坟墓里。
I went to the graveside of Jesus.
我和耶稣一起。
I was with Jesus.
反思。
I was meditating.
现在我又出来。
Now I'm ready.
他就给别人一个误导。
He began to misguide people.
他跟耶稣在一起。
Somehow he was with Christ.
他现在出来好像是耶稣叫他出来的。
Now he is back because Jesus wants him here.
结果好多的资深的传道人都写文章。
So there are many pastors began to publish articles.
他说这是一个误导。
This is a deceiving.
我们知道耶稣3天以后死里复活。
We know after 3 days Jesus was raised.
我们有了盼望。
We have hope in him.
这个墓地成空。
But the graveside is empty.
耶稣升天了。
Because he is in heaven now.
现在耶稣又回到坟墓里去了。
Will he be by the graveside?
还在那里待了3个月。
Stay there 3 months with him.
就跟他在一起。
Just with him.
你们信吗？
Anybody believe that?
你们说这是不是自欺？
It is not deception.
但他现在还在传道，还在说着这样的一个故事。
But nowadays he is still preaching.
下面听的人还很多。
And they see a lot of people follow him.
曾仰慕他，他跟耶稣3个月在一起。
People admire him because he spent 3 months with Jesus.
所以我们真的要很警醒。
We have to be very careful.
很简单的问题。
simple questions.
你三个月在耶稣坟墓里怎么活的？
How do you live 3 months by the grace side of Jesus?
耶稣可以不吃不喝。
Jesus can do without food.
你行吗？
Can you?
所以呢，我们想这一些的自欺的情况呢，都是因为不敬畏神。
All these deceptive incidents are rooted because of which people no fear of God.
那么关键就是不认罪。
The important thing is that we have to confess our sin.
如果你认罪了，你就不会自欺了。
Once you confess your sin, you cannot deceive yourself.
很重要的一点就是不要轻慢神。
We must never mock God.
什么叫轻慢神呢？
What is mocking God?
我们来看一下。
Let's take through some examples.
嘲笑神。
Is to scorn a God.
这种情况呢，很多不信主的朋友他会这样。
We see that in a lot of unbelievers.
我想信主的不敢嘲笑神。
People who believe in God cannot to scorn him.
那么当然，他们否认神。
They also deny him.
也否定神。
They deny him.
那么他们认为人可以胜过神。
They fear man is equal to God.
我以前30年以前
30 years ago
我一直生活在中国大陆
When I was living in China
有四个字我永远不会忘
There are 4 words that I will always remember
人定胜天
A man can overcome heaven
我们就在这个环境当中呢长大的
That's the environment where I grow up
所以就不会听神的警告
Therefore we have no fear of God
那么我们看一看轻慢神有什么后果呢
So what happened to people who scorn or mock God?
那肯定没有好的下场
For sure, they don't end good
圣经里呢有好几处都有提到
There are so many examples in the Bible
特别是使徒行传
In the book of Acts
在13章40-41节都说了
In chapter 30 verse 40
特别是在13章41节我们看
You look at verse 41
你们这轻慢的人
Those who are scoffer
他就是指不管你是不信主的还是信主的你只要轻慢主在对你说话
Anybody who scoff let God speak
要惊奇
Be surprised
要灭亡
Because you will be perished
这就是一个不信主的结果
That is the conclusion of people who don't do not believe.
那我们看但以理。
Also in the book of Daniel.
他在讲到末日的时候。
When we talk about the last day.
他有人是复醒了。
They say in later day people will be resurrected.
他可以有永生。
Some come to eternal life.
但也有人呢。
And they are those.
他是被憎恶。
Those who are going to be rejected or hated.
他被谁憎恶
Who are they hated by?
他是被神憎恶
Those people who are rejected by God
所以他就没有永生
For them there is no life
那我们说人圣的情义啥种这情义到底是指什么
When we sow according to our flesh
我们想我们原来就觉得哦，情义大概是指啊，我们说肉体的情义是不是单单的是指淫乱
When we talk about flesh, are we going to talk about sexual things?
但在圣经里面的情欲呢，它指的很多。
When in the Bible talk about flesh, it refers to many things.
它可以指人的一切的努力，自己属于世界的，属于自己要想做的这些行为，凡是从自己出来的这个肉体出来的，都可以称为情欲。
Actually, flesh refers to many other people's accomplishment. Anything out of our own mind is of the flesh.
那么这样的做，你不不敬畏神，轻慢神，到底会有什么后果呢
？So for people who scorn for mocking God, what happened to them?
我们还是回到圣经里。
Let's go back to the Bible.
圣经里这样的例子太多了。
Because there are so many examples in the Bible.
我原来准备了10几个。
Actually, I gathered at least 10.
后来我想光这十几个例子咱们就没时间了。
You just go through those examples, we probably run out of time.
所以我就把 slide 都切掉。
So I cut down a lot.
就挑几个典型的例子。
So I'm just going to give you a couple of standards.
弟兄姐妹有空的话你们再到圣经里去看。
You can look into the Bible yourself.
它主要让我们警醒。
It should warn us.
第一个我要讲的是一个大祭司亚伦的两个儿子。
First, I want to tell you about Aaron's two sons.
他们也是祭司。
They are priests also.
但是他们做了什么事呢？我们看一下利未记。
In the book of the Leviticus.
一章十章的第一节。
In chapter 10, verse 1.
他亚伦的儿子呢？他亚比户各拿自己的香炉。
The Aaron's two sons, they bring their incense.
盛上火。
They ignite fire.
加上香、
incense,
在耶和华面前献上燔火
they offer sacrifice before the Lord,
是耶和华没有吩咐的
doing not according to what God asked of them,
结果就被烧死了
consequently will burn to death themselves
当场报应
it happened instantly
许多人看了以后说怎么那么严厉呢
Some people after they witness, they're quite so serious.
他们是祭司啊。
These are priests of God.
他们来敬拜你。
They come to worship God.
就只不过用了不同的火而已嘛。
Because they bring their own flame.
为什么要这么严厉的惩罚
Why did God punish them so severely?
我们注意看一下。
If you look carefully.
第一。
First.
他用燔火。
They use fire of their own soul.
什么叫燔火？
What is the flame that they hold?
不洁净的。
It's something that was considered unclean.
不是圣火。
It's not from the altar.
你拿了一个不洁净的东西去献给神。
When you bring something unclean before God,
那就是不敬。
You show no reverence.
第二。
Secondly.
大家看一下，他说加上香。
So they add incense.
我们知道去献加上香，一年只能一次。
These are something you do once a year.
在规定的时间。
On an appointed day.
那就是赎罪日。
That's on the day of redemption.
就是我们说的羊骨。
羊骨。
就是这一天。
On that day, you add incense.
那么这一天呢，是犹太人一年当中最重要的一天。
This is one of the most important day in Jewish tradition.
只有在这一天
，On this day,
才可以上香下香。
You incense was added to the flame.
这两个人
，But these two priests,
他不在规定的时间
，They do not according to what God asked.
他上香了
，They do whatever they want.
是不是他说很重要的一句话是耶和华没有吩咐的
God did not ask them to do
你凡是做了神没有吩咐你做的事
when you did think that is contrary to what God asked you
那就是轻慢的事
you are mocking God
第三
thirdly
他这种献祭的方式
The way they offer sacrifice.
他拿自己的香炉
They bring their own altars.
在炭火上
They bring their own fire.
加香
Add incense.
你们这知道这是什么样的方式吗
So what are they doing?
这是外邦人敬拜的形式
Actually this is the way of the offer sacrifice by the Gentile.
所以当我们读这段经文的时候你有没有想到他犯了那么多的罪啊
When you just read the story, do you know they did so many wrong?
你会觉得神太过分严厉了，是吧
？God is too severe.
实际上
，But the fact is,
确实犯了大罪。
They have offended God.
所以我们真的要警醒。
That's why we have to be careful.
第二个例子
，Second example
是大祭司又是士师叫以利。
It's also the great priest Eli.
他两个儿子也是祭司。
He also has two sons who are priests.
伊利在以色列是有非常重要的地位。
Eli is an important priest position among the Jews.
他很蒙福的。
He's somebody who seems to be blessed.
可是他儿子干了什么
？But what did his two sons do?
哄抢祭物。
They robbed the sacrificial offering.
而且他和妇人勾合。
And also commit adultery with the woman.
看他做了神很正恶的事。
They do something that is very offensive to God.
那以利没做啊。
So what's wrong got to do with Eli?
为什么把以利一起惩罚了呢？
Why did God punish Eli also?
因为他纵容他的儿子。
Because he indulged his son.
他没有教育好他的儿子。
He did not correct his son.
他太尊重他的儿子。
He cared too much for his son.
胜过他尊重了神。
More than he respected God.
所以他受到什么惩罚呢？
So what happened to Eli in the end?
一天。
In one day.
四口全部死。
All four persons in the family died.
他两个儿子在打仗的时候，就跟腓立比人打仗的时候就被杀了。
In the battle with Philistine, his two sons were killed.
约柜被抢了。
And all was taken.
以利听到这个消息，去从椅子上摔下来。
When Eli heard the news, he fell over from his chair.
圣经上说他是折颈而死。
The Bible says that his neck was broken.
就在这个时候，他的儿媳妇生孩子。
Also, at the same time, his daughter-in-law was giving birth.
他听到这个消息也死了。
When she heard the news, she also died.
一家四口就是因为这样而死。
So four members of family died on the same day.
这给我们什么教训？
What would that tell us?
首先我们本身要敬畏神。
We must fear God.
另外我们做家长的，我们怎么教育我们的孩子？
Also those who are the elder of the family, what you must do something.
在我们教会我看到好多家长。
In our in my church, I see many families.
带着孩子上主日学。
Bring their children to Sunday school.
那是儿童主日学。
Children Sunday school.
孩子很小。
Those are young children.
他们都在读圣经。
They all come to study the Bible.
我非常感动。
I was very touched.
我也很羡慕。
I also admire them.
当我的孩子这么小的时候。
When my children were young.
我自己还没信。
I was not a believer.
所以我的孩子失去了这样一个蒙福的机会。
That's why my children missed this blessing.
所以在教会这样长大的孩子。
Those who grow up in the church,
我想他们都会敬畏神。
I think they will learn to fear God.
这样说父母也蒙福了。
So even the parents will be blessed.
但我们真的要很小心。
But even more, we have to be careful.
说我也很祝福在座的年轻人，不管你们信主还是没有信主。
For all the young people here, I really bless you.
如果将来你们有了孩子，
When you have your own children,
我希望你跟你们的孩子都到教会来。
I hope that you and your children can all come to faith together.
你们全家敬畏神。
Together you can worship God.
你们全家吧。
So the whole family will be blessed.
有一位家长呢，他也把孩子带到教会。
So this family bring their children to church.
他不是为了让孩子读圣经。
Not because they want to study the Bible.
他觉得那是 free daycare.
They treat it as a daycare.
有人给他看孩子。
Somebody to watch the kids.
他就有空了。
So they can time.
然后他就出去做自己要做的事。
So they can really go shopping.
他在教会里呢，也没有听到。
He did not come to the church.
他有一个男的要临死前。
A man before he end of his life.
他跟他太太说。看我在最上的阁楼的顶上的靠窗口的地方呢，有个布口袋。
对，这个 bag by the attic window。
里面是我偷偷赚下来的那个钱呢，我换成了黄金。
These are my secret savings which I turned into buy gold。
我拿出两块给你。
I'm gonna give you two。
够你一辈子花的了。
Enough for your rest of your life。
剩下的呢，我要带走。
The rest I want to take with me.
到天堂呢，他不用美金，但是他用金可以用。
Maybe in heaven I can use gold and no dollar.
我想我上天堂的时候呢，可以顺便把它带走。
So on my way to heaven I want to take it with me.
你千万不要把它挪动。
Don't move it.
他太太说，你想要带着这个金子走是不是？
You want to take the gold with you?
说是。
He said yes.
你放心，我一定让你拿到。
I'm going to make sure you have it.
过几天他真的要死了。
So after a few days, he dying.
他还有口气。
He last breath.
我的金子还在那儿吗？
My gold is there.
他太太说，我把它放到 basement 去了。
I took it, but put it up in the basement now.
他非常愤怒。
He was angry.
那我怎么带走啊？
How can I take it?
他抬手说，我保证你带走。
I guarantee you can take it.
你不会往上走，你往下走的。
So you are going down.
你下地狱的时候正好可以带走。
On your way to hell, you can.
他太太比较属灵啊。
Because his wife know him pretty good.
那么我们再看一看啊，那个宁路到巴比塔。
Also the Tower of Babel.
为什么？
Why?
他要传扬人的名。
He wants to spread the fame of man.
他不要传扬神的名。
They don't want to spread the God's name.
所以啊，有个神学家叫 Bayle.
That's why he's a theologian.
他经过研究以后，他发现。
After he studied, he concluded.
造巴比塔的那个砖呢、啊？
The brick that you took to build the tower.
上面都刻有他们的名字。
Everyone has name.
他要传扬他们的名。
They want to spread their fame.
结果神怎么样？
So what did God do?
把言语权打散。
God scattered their language.
所以我们再看看撒旦。
And then we know about Satan.
很有权势。
A powerful creature.
他又是啊天使长。
He is the chief of angels.
但他怎么样？
What happened to him?
他但是轻慢神。
Not only did he mock God.
他要跟神平起平坐。
He wants to be in same position as God.
最后他要遭到什么惩罚呢？
So what happened to him in the end?
下一天。
He was cast down.
对啊，太多了。
There are so many examples.
所以我们看到这些呢，啊，最后一个讲到启示录。
And also in the book of Revelation,
说那个大淫妇，她怎么对人，也要怎么对她。
The adulterous woman, what is going to happen to her?
那读到这里呢，我想跟大家分享一下，这里讲的加倍报应。
That God would give them a double pun, proportion.
我查了许多的一些材料。
I looked through many reference books.
许多解经家都这么说。
A lot of theologians explain this way.
神要加倍的惩罚他。
When God gives them a double punishment.
还有的甚至说不是两倍，是四倍。
Not double, but quadruple.
他说原文说加倍加倍。
A double of double.
说四倍。
Four times.
但是我查了希腊文的那些原文呢。
When I look at the original.
看他们的那个解释啊。
I look at the explanation.
它有两种解释。
Yeah, two explain, way to explain it.
这个加倍当然是后来翻译的。
Give them a double portion.
一种呢，它是指把天平给平了。
Once is the balance, it become even.
原来这个天平是平的。
Before the scale was level.
你犯罪了。
When you sin.
是不平了。
It tilted.
我现在给你惩罚。
And the punishment come.
让天平平了。
And the balance become even.
那就是说，神给你的惩罚相当于你所犯的罪。
That God's punishment is equal to what your sin is.
就神不以有罪为无罪。
God will not deem guilty as unguilty, not guilty.
他不会少给你惩罚。
He will not punish you more.
他给你应得的惩罚。
He gives you what you deserve.
我们说以牙还牙。
Tooth for tooth.
以言还言。
I for I.
他没有说一个牙还两个牙，对不对？
Two teeth for one.
他没有说一个眼还两个眼。
Two eye for one eye.
那是个加倍的。
So what's this double portion double?
后来我又去请教了一个希腊文的那个，在我们教会他有教希腊文的那个老师。
So I look at the Greek professor.
他就给我看那个希腊文的原文。
He let me see the original writing.
他说是他 double double.
Double, double.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
看你 double 的犯罪，我就 double 的惩罚你。
When you within double, your punishment will be double.
所以呢，我是主张，我在我的体会跟大家分享的，好像说神给你的惩罚是你的罪所应当的。
That's why God punish you on what you deserve.
他不会多给你。
Not more.
他也不会少给。
Or not less.
为什么？
Why?
神公平。
Because he is a just God.
好，我们看看现代人有没有轻慢神呐、啊、
？So in modern man, how do we mock God?
因为我们现代人跟圣经当中旧约的轻慢神，他旧约的事我们不会做的。
A lot of things in the Old Testament we no longer commit them.
我们不去献祭，对不对
？We don't offer sacrifice.
那我们不会这样子的。
These are things we would not do.
那现代人有没有轻慢神的行为
？So how do modern man mock God now?
圣经说不可杀人。
God, Bible says do not kill.
十诫当中第六条。
one the sixth of the Ten Commandments.
听不听啊？
Anybody listen?
啊，现在杀人好厉害。
So many people are committing murder.
我查了一下，三月份 三天。
The three day in March.
三月十五。
March 15.
这就是新西兰的很大的枪杀案。
In New Zealand, something happened.
三月十八。
March 18.
荷兰又出了大事。
In Dutch, something terrible happened.
上个月在美国。
Last month in Virginia.
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 那个 Beach Court House.
On the Beach Court House.
又杀人。
Someone was killed again.
看了一下统计数字。
All together.
五个月，暴力21,976次。
There are 21,000 violent incidents.
5,765人死亡。
5,700 people wounded or killed.
11,063人受伤。
11,000 people are wounded.
他们是不是轻慢症？
不听神的话，
就是人心到了一个不尊重生命的地步。人照着神的形象所造的。你这样讨见人命，就是轻慢了神。就在昨天，我看到的消息，在大陆。孩子把亲生母亲给杀了。
A son killed his own mother.
为什么？
Why?
不是仇恨。
Not because of hatred.
为了他的保险金。
Because of insurance money.
学生把老师杀了。
And there are students who murdered the teacher.
埋在操场下。
Buried them right in the field.
人心那么可怕。
Men's hearts are becoming fearful.
这个世界啊，真是怎么了？
What happened to our world?
同性恋是不是？
Even homosexual.
他也是一个轻慢神。
They are also mocking God.
原来都是说不出口的。
Before we can even mention these things.
偷偷摸摸的。
They do it in secret.
怕别人知道。
We are afraid to let people know.
你看现在工人声称自己。
Now they do it publicly.
很骄傲的。
They are proud of it.
现在美国。
Nowadays in US.
他已经立法
They are laws already.
他通过了同性恋合法
The homosexual is legal.
最近台湾也通过了
Also happened in Taiwan.
他们也找了一个借口
They still they come up with.
那同性恋不是罪
The homosexual is not sinful.
圣经里没有
There's nothing about it in the Bible.
同性恋是一种病
Homosexual is an innate genetic.
他说是基因的问题。
It's all genetic.
现在什么都怪到基因。
Now everything can be blamed on the genes.
我们看到好多见证。
We heard so many testimonies.
原来有同性恋的。
Before they were homosexual.
他信主了。
How did he become a believer?
主改变了他。
他 changed him.
圣灵感动了他。
The Holy Spirit transformed him.
他现在完全改变了。
Now he changed his lifestyle.
他有了一个幸福的家庭。
Now he has a happy family.
我们可以在一些生命祭坛这些杂志当中看到这样感人的文章。
We read many of these articles in the Time magazine.
他们的基因没有改变呢。
Gene has not been changed.
这是不是自欺
？Is not self-deception.
是不是轻慢了神
？Is not mocking God.
我看到不少文章，不信神的，甚至信神的，他们都说圣经里没有说。同性恋。
Even many of the believers say that the Bible did not mention anything about homosexuality.
他说神没有憎恨同性恋。
他 did not hate them.
我们举个例子看一看。
But let's see the Bible.
如果大家有机会的话，看一看利未记。
On the book of Leviticus.
八章二十二。
In chapter 8.
二十章十三。
Chapter 20.
你说他是不是他可憎恶的？
People who did despicable things
都说是可憎的事。
They did despicable.
很明显，这是不是同性恋
？These are all about homosexuality.
那还要怎么解释才算是同性恋
？How can you explain it any other way?
他的结果是怎么样
？So what's their conclusion?
要把他们。
They should be put to
罪要归在他们身上。
And their sin will be on their own head.
甚至你的穿戴也包括在内。
Even the clothing that you wear.
我姐姐有一次要去理发。
Once my sister was going to a barber.
她说我不要男的碰我。
I don't want a male barber.
所以走了好几家。
So she went through so many barber shops.
都是男的。
Mostly men.
我就陪她又走。
So we will look around.
哎，好容易看到一个金发女了。
No, that finally we saw a lady.
身材很好的在给别人理发。
A lady that is working on a.
我姐姐说我就要她。
Okay, I was thinking to see that barber.
那人头回过来。
The moment he turned.
全是胡子。
They will be just a beard.
我姐姐又逃走。
So my sister ran away.
这就是啊，我们所看到的。那么我们还有好多罗马书1:27, 1:28。都讲到了神是把同性恋视为罪。
不过 Roman, we see so many examples where God treated homosexuality as sin.
所以呢我把它提出来大家有时间呢可以再仔细的看一看。
I mentioned it so that you can look it out.
还有一个现代人轻慢神的表现是什么呢
Another way modern men mock God.
他们认为
They fear that
人造的机器人
that the robot that we created
胜过神造的人
can be better than the man God created
你说机器人要比神还要比人还要行
they think the robot can be superior to man
他说将来机器人要代替所有的人的工作
one day robot will replace all the laborer
是不是轻慢神神造的一定是最好的
because God created the best thing
他说不我们人造的比神造的还好
he said the robot we create can be better than man
所以有一位科学家
that's why they are scientists
他跟霍金我们知道他已经去世了一个很伟大的物理学家
you know he's a physicist
霍金不信神
he doesn't believe in God
跟他长期合作的一个科学家
associate that with him.
他说计算机人工智能的计算能力要远远超过人
He said the computer computation way past main human ability
这是个事实
That is a fact
但人工智能没有意识
But the artificial intelligence has no conscience
他没有道德没有良心
No morality, no conscience
他按照你输入的程序去做
Whatever you input will be the output
有人不同意
Many people disagree
我举个例
Let me give you an example
你们大概知道这个波音737 MAX 的那个很两次坠毁五个月之内听到没有这个消息
You know about the plane crash the reason
这个飞机是非常非常先进的
These are very advanced aircraft
这个客机它不用跑道可以几乎垂直上升
You can almost go vertically
好多世界各国都订购了非常的多
Today this plane are in high demand
它是人工智能控制的
It's controlled by artificial intelligence
太相信它了
So many people believe it
所有的程序都有人工智能来控制
Every procedure controlled in artificial
那个 pilot 的驾驶员不能够去控制这个机器
Even the pilot has no control over it
虽然有一道程序就是说万一人工智能不能控制的话你可以代替它
There's one way that you can override the artificial control
但是几乎没有一个飞行员知道这个程序应该怎么做
But nobody knows how to override it
为什么
Why
因为他们认为你不可能你人工智能一定比你好你为什么要去取代它呢
Because it is not needed Man should not override it
我们通过那个黑盒子的解读啊
So through the black box
这两次的灾难是为什么呢
The two crash was caused by
它太敏感了
It was overly sensitive
它那个空气的气流在两个翅膀的有一点点的区别
A tiny variation on air current
影响了它的速度
affected the speed of the plane
人工智能就把那个头压低
so the artificial intelligence lowered the head of the plane
来解决它的这个 difference 不一样
to adjust a variation
驾驶员一看吓坏了
When the pilot saw it, they were panicking.
那飞机不停地把头往下。
Because the plane was diving.
他想去 control.
He wanted to control over Ryan.
不行。
They were wasn't able to do it.
眼睁睁地就看着这个飞机就下去。
The plane crashed.
两架飞机黑盒子解读的情况差不多是一样的。
The black box revealed the same truth.
人工机能他不知道下去的后果。
Artificial intelligence does not know the consequences of diving.
他不知道那么多的生命。
Did not know there are so many lives on the plane.
所以，这也是一个轻慢症。
These are example of people mounting dogs.
最近出了一件大事。
Recently, you heard about this.
中国的一个科学家，基因编辑的婴儿，听说没有？
对的，genetic baby.
一对双胞胎，他在出生以前就把他的基因改变了一下。
They adjust the gene before the baby was born.
他说这样好啊。
This is better.
我改变以后，他将来出生以后就不会得艾滋病了。
With this genetic modification, they will not get AIDS.
这个消息一出来，孩子一出生，全世界都震惊了。
So when the baby was born, the world was shocked.
他用的技术人家早就有了。
They already familiar with this technique they use.
没有人敢做。
Nobody dares to use.
他们只是用来纠正那些错误的基因。
They might use to correct a genetic defect.
没有人把一个没有出生的孩子的基因改变。
Nobody tried to modify the gene of an unborn.
人是神造的。
Because men are created by God.
你比神还聪明。
Are we greater than God?
你要把人改变一下，比神造的人还好。
That we can improve on the creation of God.
许多科学家就说了。
A lot of scientists believe.
如果你真的可以让他不得艾滋病。
We can create immunity to AIDS.
他就无所畏惧。
He would have no fear.
这对他将来好吗？
Would not be dangerous.
而且事实证明。
The fact proved.
许多科学家做了试验研究。
A lot of these genetic modifications.
得艾滋病的途径很多。
There are so many ways to get RA.
你把这个基因改变了。
When you modify the gene.
它可以通过其他途径得艾滋病。
There are so many ways to get AIDS.
你不能达到原来的目的。
You can never achieve that goal.
而且就在最近，我看到那个消息。
Recently, I read the article.
他们发现这样的孩子将来死亡率高。
They found the death rate for these kids are very high.
寿命很短。
Very short lifespan.
容易得感冒。
Very easy catch cold.
这对孩子没好处啊。
It's very bad for them.
更糟糕的是。
The worst part is.
这孩子长大了，他要结婚。
When they want to get married.
你不可以说你不能结婚。
You cannot deny them.
他要结婚生孩子
They want to have their family.
他的孩子就带着他的这种奇怪的基因
Now the children carry that modified gene.
然后一代一代的往下传
It will keep going generation to generation.
人类这个基因库就会污染
And it will pollute the gene pool of man.
后果不堪设想
Consequently dreadful.
你说是不是轻慢症
Oh, these are people mocking God.
最后一个我要讲轻慢神，人就认为生命不是神造的。
The last way that God, people mock God is because deny that God is the creator of life.
它不是碰巧形成的。
These are all accidental, random chance.
那么最初这个想法呢是达尔文说的。
He all started with Darwin.
他没有做任何科研。
Without any experiment,
也没有任何证据。
Without any fact,
他就想，他说大概是一个温暖的小池。
In a big warm town,
里面有一些盐。
There's some salt.
有一些原子啊，分子啊。
There's atom, there's electron.
然后太阳照了。
And then the sunrise.
温度高了。
The temperature change.
又闪电了，又给能量了。
There's thunder and there's energy.
他说分子原子碰来碰去。
So the atom bumping to each other.
哎，碰巧就出来一个细胞。
And then the cells form.
生命就这么产生了。
And then life starts.
那它是一种假想。
These are all assumptions.
他为什么会这么想呢？
Why do people think that way?
因为他不了解细胞有多复杂。
They did not know the complexity of a cell.
我们看看他的显微镜。
If you look into a microscope,
他看出来的细胞就这样。
You look into a cell,
他看到里面。
You look into all the inside the cell.
所以他觉得很简单。
They think it's so simple.
现在我们看到的细胞完全不是。
But as we study the cell, we see it's completely different.
我们用电子显微镜发现。
You use electronic microscope.
细胞实在太复杂了。
Indeed, the cell is one complicated item.
它复杂到一个什么程度呢？
The complexity is such that we
它的一个功，它的所有的功能
，all the function of a cell，
相当于我们一座城市
，is just like a whole function of a city。
城市有房子
，city with many houses。
这个房子就相当于蛋白质
，the house is just more like protein。
房子是有砖造成的
，the house of a brick built by brick。
那个砖相当于氨基酸
，the brick is just like
那么现在后来呢，有一位科学家他说大自然可以自己形成氨基酸。
He said ammonia acid can be formed naturally.
虽然只有四五种。
Although there are just a few variations.
构成蛋白质要二十种。
You need 20 variations to produce protein.
但是他说。
But he claimed.
氨基酸能够自己形成
，ammonia acid can be formed by itself。
所以氨基酸能够形成，蛋白质也能够形成。
So they can result in protein。
它可以排列起来，碰巧就形成了。
By random chance, they can form into protein。
那蛋白质形成了，细胞就形成。
When the protein is there, you are building material for cell。
这等于告诉你
，That is claiming to you。
你把一些沙。
By using some sand,
你把一些水泥
use some cement,
你把水
use some water,
就放在路上
put it on the road,
风吹雨打
the wind blow,
它就变成各种形状的砖了
you're going to form bricks,
到底会不会我们还不知道
we know cannot be formed,
假设一看哎，各种形状的砖就这么自然形成了
and you begin to form bricks that way,
是不是就意味着
is it not implied?
你把这些砖放在那里
When you put the brick together,
许多年以后它就变成房子
After so many years, it will form a house.
它有窗
There will be windows.
它有门
There will be doors.
它里面有卫生设备
There will be bathroom.
它还有煤气厨房
There will be gas.
这可能吗
It's not possible.
就算房子有了
Even the house can be formed.
它可能有一个层次的这样一个功能吗
Can you have a function of a city?
它会有层次的交通管理吗？
Would there be traffic control?
它会有能量的产生吗？
Can you generate energy?
它会有排泄垃圾的处理吗？
Can it away to get rid of the waste?
它有再生能力吗？
Can it regenerate itself?
那根本不可能，是不是？
It's all impossible.
所以呢，当初就是这位科学家，他在二十几岁的时候做了这个实验。
That is from this simple experiment, man.
就产生了几个氨基酸。
From this couple.Ammonia acid.
所以他说生命起源的第一步
He said the first step of life
后来就没下文了
After that you never heard from them again
后来就是说结论进一步的结论出来了
There is a conclusion that comes from them
就生命可以自己形成的
I can form myself
就在最近我还查了一下
Recently I do some research
好多教科书还是这么说
In many of the textbooks,
这个实验证明了
the experiment proved,
生命可以自己形成
the form can self-generate.
那么我们来看一下啊，许多科学家就得以他的说法
Even though many times you question its validity
四十年以后这一位科学家当初做这个实验的科学家他自己做了一个什么结论
After 40 years, the original scientist concluded himself.
他说生命起源的奥秘
He said the origin of life.
比我和其他大部分人所知记的更难。
Beyond what we can understand.
科学家就举了一个例子，他只是说啊，如果这个生命细胞能够自己形成，它的可能性是多少？
This is the chance of cell for myself. What are the
他说你拿一个 coin，
if you toss a coin，
丢一百万次，
you toss a million times，
每一次都是一面，
every time come out head，
这种可能有没有？
What's the possibility？
几乎没有。
That is not possible。
只有一种可能。
There's only one possibility。
我是故意的。
And that you do on purpose。
也就是说，生命的形成它不可能是随机。
That's right. Life cannot form by random chance。
所以呢，我们看一看，还有最后啊，我们想到一个问题，我们看到旧约当中的许多报应啊。
Finally, we see many of the in Old Testament。
很快。
There are repayment attacks。
我举的例子都是当场报应。
Because many things happen right away。
或者很快就叫报应。
Or soon the consequence of their action comes。
但现在那些犯罪的人。怎么没看到报应啊？
But many people who commit crime don't see the consequences.
我也想啊。
I also thinking.
好多那么好的爱主的弟兄姐妹。
So many believers, people who love God.
得了这个病，得了那个病。
They suffer from this disease or different disease.
年纪轻轻就走了。
Some people are very young.
我们教会每一次开追悼会，我都要问。
So very often when we have funeral service, I will ask.
为什么把他们接走啊？
Why not take him?
我们真的需要他们。
We need them.
舍不得。
Or we are so unwilling.
我知道也有些我们可以报章杂志看到有些作恶多端的人。
And then in the newspaper see people who are criminal.
还活得好好的。
Yet they live so healthy.
家财万贯。
Yeah, well.
子女好多啊，三代四代同堂。
All their children are in the house.
做了那么多坏事，怎么还活得好好的？
Yeah, they commit so many crimes.
怎么不见报应？
How come we don't see God punish them?
这时候我看到诗篇了。
Then I read the psalm.
这个诗人跟我想的怎么一样啊？
Why is the psalm thinking the same way I did?
73, 75, 92, 12, 13, 14，大家看看。是不是一样的？看到恶人狂妄想平安，我就心怀不服啊！
My heart indignant when I see the evil men in your midst。
看他们做了那么多的坏事啊！73:12，他说：“看呐、啊，就这是恶人，既是常享安逸，财宝便加增。”
Behold, these evil men, they enjoy peace and they are poor treasure。
我也是这么想的。
Even I feel the same feeling.
后来我们再接下去看他是怎么领会的呢？
So finally, how does the psalmist understand this?
他才知道。
And he said, I realize.
敬畏神。
Revere God.
我们看73:24。
Psalm 74.
以后必接我到荣耀里。
That he will bring me to eternal glory.
这是最后的结局。
That is the conclusion.
你不要看现在。
Don't just look at now.
他们的后果就是成人。
In the end, they were the damnation.
就是要下地狱的。
They were end up in hell.
所以呢，我就想起有一个真实的故事。
I remember a true incident.
有个传道人一生献给主。
There's a pastor who gave his life.
等到他年纪大了，做不动了。
After he's elderly, he can no longer move.
和太太从非常贫穷的非洲回到纽约。
They came back from poverty-stricken Africa back to New York.
火车刚停。
When the train stopped.
约他的好多人在欢迎。
There were so many people come to welcome.
他感谢主，你知道我为你做了那么多年的工作，现在他们欢迎我回家。
He said, "Thank God, all these people appreciate what I did for you."
他下了火车，一看不是欢迎他的。
But then he realized these are people not coming to welcome him.
人家是欢迎罗斯福总统。
He came to welcome Roosevelt.
没人理他的。
No, everybody ignored him.
后来他发现他们是围着总统的那个旅馆。
So everybody surrounds the hotel of the president.
翘首盼望。
Everybody was looking for.
想见他一面。
They want to see the president.
要他签名。
Want to get his signature.
记者要拍照。
They want to take picture with him.
他跟他太太冷冷清清的回家。
So he went quietly home with his wife.
他非常难过。
He feels very indignant.
主啊，这是为什么？
He said, God, what happened?
我遭此冷落。
I was ignored.
我回家了，没人理我啊。
When I come home, nobody pay attention.
他到房间里去祷告。
When inside in her house to pray.
祷告出来以后啊。
After he prayed.
一个人全变了。
He he was changed.
满脸红光。
He was very happy.
充满喜乐。
Full of joy.
他太太说怎么了？神跟你说什么？
What did God tell you?
神说你没有回家。
You are not yet home.
这不是你的家。
This is not your home.
等你回天家。
When you are home to heaven.
我来接。
God will be here to meet you.
所以我们说，为什么看到报应呢
？Why we do not see the repayment now, the punishment?
不是单言
，is not delaying.
主在宽容他
，because God is delaying.
再给他们机会
，so that they have opportunity to repent.
希望他们到主里来
，so one, so they have a chance to meet him.
所以我不知道在座的还有多少人没信主。
How many people have not yet know God?
你们真的要好好。
You must think about it.
这是主的恩典。
This is God's grace.
他在等。
He is waiting.
等你们回来。
Waiting for us to turn.
等你们享受这个福分。
So that we can enjoy His blessing.
千万不要错过这个机会。
We must never miss this opportunity.
所以呢，就来到主的面前。
Come before God.
如果在教会的话，你们要赶快要觉知，要信主。
Quickly, reservoir to receive him.
所以我们看一看呢，啊，耶和华是真神的。
Before Lord Jehovah is true God.
他要一发怒啊。
Once his anger arrives.
大地震动。
The earth will shake.
列国都担当不起。
Not a nation can bear.
你我能担当吗？
Can we bear the?
神不会有会有罪的为无罪。
God will not let guilty go unpunished.
所以不信主的赶快信主。
Those who have not yet believed.
会已经信主的要敬畏神。
Those who believe must be God.
所以呢，我们再看一看哥林多啊前书里面讲到，像这些你不啊不能够。敬畏神的人，最后的结论不能承受神的国。
These are people who can never inherit the kingdom of God.
所以我们真的要警醒，因为耶稣是甘按照个人的行为报答个人。
We must be vigilant because God will repay us for our actions.
我们有时间可以看一看马太福音十六章二十七。
If you look at Matthew chapter 16,
就最后要审判。
There will be a final judgment.
最可怕的就是下地狱。
The worst thing is the fire of Hades.
这是火是不灭的。
Where the fire will never die.
头不死。
The world will never die.
你在黑暗里。
Will be utter darkness.
永远见不到光的。
Where there is no light.
那既然轻慢神，你会得到这样的惩罚，那我们应当敬畏神。
With mocking God in this dreadful country, we should fear Him.
敬畏神什么后果？
What is the result of fear God?
我们看看圣经当中的三位。
There are three examples here.
第一位，诺亚。
诺亚。
我们知道他的结果怎么样。
You know what happened to Noah's family?
只有他一家得救。
His family was saved.
还有呢？
好。
约瑟。
And then we know learn about Joseph.
你的名字也叫约瑟。
Yeah.
也蒙福啊。
He is a blessed.
约瑟为什么蒙福啊？后来他做宰相是吧？他得到了神的蒙福。
He was blessed by God.
最关键的一点是
One of the critical factors,
他敬畏神
because he feared God.
他不受、啊、他主人妻子的勾引。
He was not tempted by the wife of his master.
他说了一句最重要的话。
He said something that was so important.
我岂能做这大恶得罪神呢？
Can I do this thing and choose sin against God?
我希望我们每一个人都能够经常问自己这句话。
May this be the word that we use ask ourselves.
我们怎么能够得罪神呢？
How can we offend God?
第三个
Thirdly,
就是我们要说的约伯。
And then we know about Job.
他的结果虽然他遇到灾难，他还是敬畏神。
Through all his suffering, he remained faithful to God.
神加倍的赏赐他。
God gave him a double portion of blessing.
这就是最后我们结束呢，我们就想一想敬畏神的后果。
In the conclusion, we see people who fear God.
轻慢神的后果。
People who mock God.
那我们现代人有那么多的现象都是不敬畏神。
So many of modern men mock God.
我们都要引以为戒。
We must use this as a warning for ourselves.
我们一起来读一下这个结束语，好不好？
So let's read together.
全地
全地
都
要
向
耶和华
歌唱，
天
天
传扬
他
的
救恩，
在列邦中述说他的荣耀，在万民中述说他的奇事。因耶和华为大，当受极大的赞美。
他
在万城之上当受敬畏，
外
邦
的
神
多
数就是
为
主耶
和
华
创
造
诸天，有尊荣和威严在他面前，有能力和喜乐在他圣所。列王记上十六章二十三到二十七，你可以把大声点赞一下。
Okay, man, the whole world got to praise God. We want to proclaim His great salvation and talk about His glory. And the great deal of God has been proclaimed among the people because God is great and deserves our praise. Among all the gods, He alone is to be revered. All the other gods are not true. Only God, Lord God, created heaven and earth. The strength and honor are before Him.There is joy in his sanctuary. Roughly, that's from King chapter 16.
所以我想我们做基督徒
，as we are Christians，
我们要荣耀神。
We must honor God.
我们的主，我们的神。
Our Lord and our God.
你是配得荣耀、尊贵、权柄的。
You are worthy of the glory, honor, and authority.
因为你创造了万物。
Because you created all things.
并且万物是因你的旨意。
And by your will, all things are created.
被创造而有的。
They are all created by you.
那保罗也说，若不传福音，我就有福了。
For they avoid me, but I do not share the gospel.
我们弟兄姐妹基督徒要做两件重要的事。
Two things we are Christians must do.
第一，我们要荣耀神。
We must first honor God.
这样你才会敬畏神。
So that we revere Him.
另外，我们知道还有好多慕道朋友，他们还没有信主，那我们应该怎么样？
So many people don't know what should we do.
我们要传福音。
We must share the gospel.
所以我想，这是我要给大家分享的两点。
These are the two points I want to keep with you.
我看正好是陈弟兄赞给我你们今年教会的主题。
我们要 also the theme of your church this year.
大家广传福音。
We want to share the gospel.
永生义人。
So we can honor God and bless people.
和弟兄姐妹一起共勉。
This is my encouragement to you. Thank you. Okay, 让我们做一个结束的祷告。我们谢谢你，让我能够来这里听到你的话语。我让你的心意能够牢记在我们心里，能够做讨你喜悦的儿女。我们今天的聚会，求主与我们同在，让我们所得到的能够牢记在心里。我们谢谢你与我们同在，我们向祷告感谢是奉主耶稣名求。
阿门。
这是你的。
非常好的信息。